This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem and Bruchim Abayim. Today we discuss what we read in Parshas Vayishlach, the milchama, the war, combat, Yaakov with Sarai Shel Esav. The Pasuk, Bereishis Lamed Beis, Chavhei, Vayaovek Ish Imoi, Ad Alois HaShachar. Combat, a war, till Alois HaShachar, and we, as Chazal tell us, this Ish was Sarai Shel Esav. I'd like to talk with the Olam today about a very important topic, a very yesoidistic part of life, and that is the struggle against Esav, Sarai Shel Esav, the Yetzahara. It is part of everyone's life, every day and every moment. We struggle. Vayovek ish imoy ad halois hashachar. The pasuk talks about a physical war. There was a war, a fight, a struggle, a wrestle. But it's not only a physical, but it's also a ruchni, it's a gashmi, a stika milchama. What is the milchama? And what is the lesson that we should take from Yaakov Avinu on how Yaakov Avinu approached this struggle? If you look at the pasuk, the word of the struggle is vayaovek. There's many different lashonis for a milchama. The Torah chose the word vayaovek. Ish imoy, to connotate this struggle that Yaakov Avinu has with Sarai Shel Esav. What is vayaovek? Says Rashi, two pshatim. The first pshat is, it's a lashon of avak, earth. There was, when a person struggles and he's on the earth rises, lashon avak. And the second pshat, Lashon Vayiskasher, that it's a language of kesher, knotted. Yeah, when two people are wrestling, they knot each other. They're in a knot. They're in a hold, each one on the other. So l'chayra, we need to ask, why is it so important to translate the Vayaovek? Is it Lashon Avak? Is it Lashon Vayiskasher? True, it's very important to learn Pshatova, the translation of words. But is it only that? Is it merely the translation of the words Vayaovek, or there's a deeper meaning, there's a deeper symbol in the Vayaovek Ish Imoy? The Chasam Soifa learns that there's a Pshat Amok, a tifa pshat in the two lashonis of Rashi. And what is vayaovek? The wrestle, the duel between Yaakov Avinu and Sarai Shel Esav. Says Chasam Sofer, sometimes Esav, his mahalach, Esav's war against Klal Yisrael is avak, to make us earth, to put us into earth, to bury us, to burn us, to make us dust. And then there's a time where Esav comes to us, and the milchama is vayiskasher. He tries to connect with us. There's a very famous Beis Halevi, Hatzileni no miyad ochi, miyad Esav. Yaakov Avinu fears Esav on two faces of Esav. Sometimes the face of Esav is Esav, that he's an adversary, and sometimes it's Esav that he's not an adversary, but he's achi, friendly, and that's how he gets us. Zok Samsoifer, the same Ryan, the same concept of this Beis Halevi, Samsoifer says in the Vayaovek, sometimes it's Avak, it's a dangerous adversary to kill us, and sometimes it's a dangerous adversary, Vayiskasher, to connect with us. This is, of course, when you learn the duel, when you learn the fight of Esav with Yaakov on a physical. But we also know, and we also understand from Chazal, that this is also a ruchnizdik battle. This is also the Melchama against Esav, beruchnius. So in the ruchnius, what is the two lashainis? What are the lashainis of Ayavek and Vayiskasher? Avshakem and Zagar Rabbis, maybe we could understand the two lashainis, the two methods, the two approaches of Esav, of Vayavek and Vayiskasher, even when the Melchama is ruchni. The Ramban tells us clearly that the Melchama was not just a Melchama, a battle between Yaakov at that juncture, at that time, but it's actually Lidairis. This is the model role of what the Melchama with Esav is going to be throughout the Dairis, throughout the generations. Ramban says, Maisa Ovois, Simin Labanim. And this Melchama, this battle that Yaakov has with Esav is no different. That it's going to be a Simin Labanim. Many Fataych, many explain that that's actually what it means, Vayiga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov. It's based on a Zoyer, based on the Rishonim. Kaf Yerech means where the thigh is, and that means where the children, Bebonav Yoitze Yerechai, that the children of Yaakov will have to be part of this battle, and Esav sees that he can't get Yaakov. Then he goes after Kaf Yerechai, the children, because the Melchama continues with the children. It doesn't end with the battle with Yaakov. And possibly that's the deeper meaning of Bekaf Yerech Yaakov, that it's Maisa of a similar Banim, that the war continues. It's not a war of the past, but a war that continues throughout the Dairus. The Bnei Yaakov will always have to battle this war. Beis Halevi explains that's what it means, Ad Aloi Sashachar. Vayaovek ish imoy Ad Aloi Sashachar is a reference to Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, the end of days, when the star, when the Shachar arises, we know in the Haggadah we find that they spoke Ad Aloi Sashachar, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there too Mefarshim explained it means there's a remez for Yemois HaMashiach, Alois HaShachar, because in Galus it's dark, and the Shachar is the beginning of light, the rise of the light of after the Galus. So this is the Melchama Vayavik Yishimai that Yaakov has, that will be, and will continue, Ad Alois HaShachar. Now it's interesting, Yaakov Avinu has two names, Yaakov and Yisrael. Here he gets the name Yisrael. Later on, the Rebbeinu Shlom tells him, Leikara Yitzimcha Yaakov Kiyim Yisrael. Your name will be Yisrael, it won't be Yaakov. We find by Avram, the Rebbeinu Shlom says the same thing. You won't be called Avram, but you'll be called Avram. Sarai will be called Sarah. Yet there's a very big difference. Over there, there was a complete name change to the point that you can't even say over, you can't even call Avraham Avram. When the Rebbeinu Shalom tells him, La Yikara Eichimcha, that means it's no more your name, and your new name is Avraham, your new name, the new name is Sarah. Yet here we find, and yet the old name, Yaakov, remains with him. Yaakov and Yisrael. The Ramban discusses, Ramban tries to understand, why in the Pasuk, the Leikari over there means no more to be called Avram, while here it means that plus Yaakov you will be called Yisrael. But the question is, why does Yaakov have two names? If it's Kisarisim, Elikim, Anosh, and Vatuchal, so that should be his new name, Yisrael. Why does he not drop the old name? Why does the Rabbi Yishlam of giving him a new name, when the Rabbi Yishlam gave him a new name, that should be his new name? I believe the Taich, because Yaakov and Yisrael, we all know, is two different bechinas. And the Pashup Sham, the two bechinas, is Yaakov is the lower bechina, Yisrael is the higher bechina. This is already in all the Mefarshim. This is nothing that I'm mechadish. It's an alti yisoid. Yaakov is galus and Yisrael is geula. Yaakov is yirida. Yisrael is aliyah. But could be there's another taich in the two names, and why Yaakov Avinu keeps both names. Yaakov is the struggle. Yaakov, his name Yaakov, he got it because he was Ma'akev, Akev Esav, which means he's always on the heel of Esav, he's on the fight, he's on the go. He's in constant duel between him and Esav. He's Ma'akev Esav. The name Yaakov represents the struggle with Esav. The name Yisrael is, as the Pasuk tells us, Kisarisim Elokim Anashim Vatuchal, somewhat of the Hatzlacha, somewhat of the winning, so to speak, of the battle. It's the next stage after the Melchama. Yet I'd like to point out that it never says that his name Vatuchel. That's not the name. Yaakov Avinu is not called Vatuchel. He should have been called Vatuchel. That he was Matzliach. And I always understood, because the Iker was not the Nitzachin, the winning of the battle. But Vatuchel is more about the battle than it is about the winning. Vatuchel, even the word Vatuchel doesn't mean to be menatzeach. It doesn't mean to overpower, but means Vatuchel, you were able. You're able to keep up in this battle. A lot of times you fight the Yetzirah, you lose by giving up. That itself is another form of, sometimes he overpowers you, but sometimes you give up. The Kayach of Yaakov in the Melchama against the Yetzahara is not even the Nitzachin, but it's the Vatuchal. It's the fact that he's able to withstand and stay in the Melchama, not to be Misyayish. And therefore, the Iker is the Sarisa and not the Vatuchal. It's not about the fact that he was Matzliach. It's about the struggle and the ability to constantly keep up in the struggle, to constantly stand in the struggle. So it's about the struggle and not about winning the Yetzirah. I think it's a tremendous yesod. The name Yaakov is the struggle. The name Yisrael is the Vatuchel of the struggle. And it's not about the Nitzachim. His name is not Vatuchel. It should have been Vatuchel. It's that he won the battle. And the answer is, it's not about winning. It's the Vatuchel that he was able. And the ability is the Sarisa, because the Iker is the Sarisa to fight. The Iker in the battles of life is to confront and not to move back, move away from it. The name Yaakov, Rabbi Yisai, I think possibly also means struggle. Vayaovek, we have over here, struggle. Vayaovek is spelled Vav Yud Aleph Beis Kuf. Vav Yud Aleph Beis Kuf is the same Oisius as Yaakov. The only thing is, if you take out the Aleph and put in an Ayin, you have all the Oisius of Yaakov. And there is an interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's also in the Klei Yakar. Vayaovek is actually Vayachavek, which is the second pshat of Rashi, Vayiskasher, that they intertwined, because says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, as well as the Klei Yakar, you cite Oisiyos, Aleph, Ches, Ayin, and Hey, are Mischalfeis. They're interchangeable. Sometimes if there's an Aleph, it could be a Ches, it could be read as if it would say Ches, it could be as if it would say Ayin, if it's as if it would say Hey. Aleph, Ches, Ayin, Hey are interchangeable. So it's Rabbeinu Bechaya Fanart. It's right here. It's in the Klei Yakar. And I bazoi kem en zogen vayaovik. The Aleph could be an Ayin, and Yaakov means struggle. It means vayaovik. Thus is Yaakov Avinu. Er kämpft. He fights the Yetzirah. Did he know, Yaakov Avinu, what he was up against? Did he know this was Sarei Shalesov? Pasuk says, Vayovik Ishimai. Ish is a person. All right, Ish may be a strong person. Okay. Abis et gevustas is Sarei Shalesov. You look at the Medrash, Bereishis Rabba, Perek Ayin Zayin, Ois Beis, clear that he saw right away Sinit Gemen Stamamench. He wasn't fighting a regular person. He even thought in the beginning he was fighting a magician. Yeah, the Medrash says that he meets Esav, Sarei Shalesav, right? He meets the Sarei Shalesav, he thinks it's an ish, and the person tells him, could you take my sheep across this river? So Yaakov Avinu, of course, a Baal Chesed, he's a nice person, and of course he did it. When he finishes, he comes back, he sees there's more sheep. And he tells him, could you take these sheep? And okay, he takes those sheep also. And then more sheep. And then the next time he comes back, there's camels and animal. So Yaakov Avinu looks at him and says, are you a kaisim? You must be a magician. And then there's more of the milchama, the way the milchama worked. And he starts to realize, Yaakov Avinu, as is clear in the Medrash, he's not fighting human. He's fighting a koyach. And yet he doesn't back off from this milchama. Yet he keeps on fighting. He goes into it and he stays into it, probably knowing it's Sarei Shalesov. Did he think he was going to win? Someone once told me from the Lelevir Rebbe, this daher, he probably didn't think he was going to win. You can't fight a malach. Yet you see that he stood up to the challenge and he fought. Well, thus is Yaakov. This is the Ben Teira, and this is the Yid. Our lives are meant to overcome challenge. As a Yid and as a Ben Teira, we know challenges are in front of us. And we don't back away. We stand up to it. Up to the challenge to be a Yid. The Zohar HaKadosh, there's a very famous Zohar HaKadosh that's quoted quite often, usually by those that collect money for yeshivas, by the dinners of a Moisid. You'll hear a very interesting Zohar. Vayar kilayuchalai. The pasuk says that Sarei Shalesov realizes that he cannot overcome Yaakov Avinu. Vayiga bekaf yerech Yaakov, the thigh. says the Zayar, b'tamchin de'eraisa, which means the support, the leg, the thigh, the foot supports the body. So he hit him in the support, b'tamchin de'eraisa. In the yeshivas, those that collect money will say that means hachzakas hatayra, those that support the yeshivas. He knew he couldn't hit in the base medrash, so he hits in the money that comes to support the base medrash. Chavetz Chaim Taka says this, it's a famous shmuz from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim Alat Torah brings it. Rabbi Aaron in the Mishnah, Rabbi Aaron explains desire this way. I've always felt that there's more in this Zohar. It's not only about the money that's machzik, but it's everything that's machzik, the Ben Torah and the Yid. You know, a person in this world, the Rabbi Yishlam created him with a support system. The world around him was meant to support him in his avodas Hashem. Rabbi Yishlam tells Adam, I created a whole world around you, l'sham shecha, to help you and support you and to back you in your needs, in your avodas Hashem. Possibly Esav hits Yaakov and the Bnei Yaakov in that Tamchin Deiraisa also, that life and his situation around him, which was meant to support him and help him, it now becomes an adversary and it becomes part of his struggle. I've always felt that the Tamchin Deiraisa, of course, it refers to the Achzak of the money, but it has a broader interpretation. It means everything in his world around him, instead of supporting him, will be a hindrance to him. And this year I was zoicha to find taka this pshat in the Sefer of the Altar from the Vardik, Madregas Adam Darke Bitachin. I see he learns that the taich of Tamchin Deiraisa means not only money, but everything around the person, his physical, his emotional state around him, becomes now an adversary against him. And this is the Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov. Struggles of life. We're learning a big Yisayid, Rabbi Yisayid. You know, the people wonder, I mean to do Avodas Hashem, I mean to learn, why is everything so difficult, everything a struggle, everything that could go wrong, goes wrong sometimes. And the answer is, Ma'avik, this is the struggle of Yaakov with Sari Shel Esav. And it's Ad Aleis HaShachar. It's in Gullus till we complete the Gullus, Mashiach comes, and then maybe we'll have even a better understanding of why the struggles and why all the Nisyonis. I'd like to add depth to this Yesoid. Vayavik is, as we say from, we see from Rashi, from the Chazal, is Shtoib, it's earth. So the Medrash says that the Avak was Ola Ad HaKisei HaKavod. You know, when people struggle and it's not a paved ground, the earth starts to rise, says the Medrash, it rose Ad Kisei, Mamish to the Kisei HaKavod. What does that mean? Literally rose to the Kisei HaKavod. Went through all the Shiver Akim, all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. You look at the Balaturim, Bal Turim says, "Vayavik ish ima is a gematria kisi akavit." Vayavik ish ima gematria kisi akavit. I understand the Bal Turim is learning that it's part of the Vayavik was at kisi akavit. It wasn't just a detail. Das alein, this itself was the Vayavik ish ima. It's the gematria of the Vayavik Yishimai. What's the pshat? What does it mean? The Beis HaLevi explains that it is a yesod. It's meant to bring out that the Vayavik was at Kisi HaKovid. It was Negea to Emuna, the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Means it was not just a physical, but it was at Kisi HaKovid. It was a Ruchni, Emuna, a fight in Emuna Hashem. It's a chiddush a little bit that Kisi HaKovid is the expression used to connotate Emuna. Maybe I always thought there's a little remiss here at Kisi HaKovid till the person reaches the Kisi HaKovid, till he stands in front of the Eibishta, in front of his Creator, which means that it's even there. B'shas Misa, Chazal tell us that even when a person is leaving this world, it's a hara could be there bothering him. It goes till the mamish. So maybe that's what it means at Kisi HaKovid, that the Melchama, the Sari Shel Esav, is till the mensch reaches at Kisi HaKovid. Efshir. But I saw Meidik HaFla. HaFla says the remes to Kisi HaKovid here is because Amalek we know is Kiyar Al Kes Ka Melchama Lashem B'Amalek. That ain't a kisei shalom achi yimach shmei shel Amalek. The war, Esav, Vizari Amalek, is at kisei HaKovid, because the kisei is not shalom achi yimach shmei shel Amalek. So Amalek is the milchama that's merumis here in the Sarei Shel Esav, in the duel, in the battle with the Sarei Shel Esav. What's the milchama? What is the Melcham with Amalek? I understand it's not Purim yet. We're holding Chanukah. But you see now that we need to discuss what is Amalek, the battle here with Yaakov and Esav, and it's Ad Kisei HaKovid Vos Likta. Amalek makes Sveikos. That we know. Amalek makes question. Safek, Amalek. See, famous in the Svarim. Now, how does he make this suffix? How does Amalek take something which is clear, which is obvious and is good, and start throwing sfeikus on it? Let's discuss this. Rashi just tells us it's Sarei Shel Amalek. Sarei Shel Esav. But he doesn't tell us which Sarei Shel Esav, what his name is. The Kli Yoker says it's Samoil. Now, it's interesting. The Ben Ish Chai says you're not supposed to say Samoil. You're not supposed to say his name out. Chasidim, Makbid, they say Samach Mem. Mustama, they have the same Makar. In Litta, they weren't so Makbid on it. Maybe the Makar is in this Rashi. Rashi doesn't speak out his name. Rashi just tells us it's Sarei Shel Esav. But the Kli Yoker tells us it's Samoil, and the reason why I speak it out is because the Kli Yoker says Samoil is not just his name, but it's also his Yetzirah, what his poison is, and that is Misame. Misame Seinayim. He blinds. Ivarain, blindness. Samoil is Misame, and of course Kael, and therefore he blinds you to the Eibishter. He makes Sfeikus. Possibly that's the pshat in Vayaoveg. Offer, how do you want to blind? How could you blind someone's eyes? One of the methods of blinding, especially during a wrestle and a duel, is to take sand and throw it into his eyes. Avak, when there's sand, you can't see. If you see a sandstorm, you don't see 2 inches away. So maybe that's the remez of Avak, because it's Samael. Misame Seinayim through this Avak. And this is the Ivarain, the blindness that the Yetzirah gives a person. And because of that, he has Sveikos. Gematria, Amalek, Safek, like all the Svarim, especially those that deal with Purim, discuss this Yetzahara of Amalek. I want to delve into this midra. I want to delve into this hashchasa of Amalek. Vayaovek Samuel Shemesames Einayim through dirt, and how it's a, so to speak, a killer for Yaakov Avinu. It's part of the Melchama against Yaakov. There's a Midrash Medrash. The Medrash says, Vayaovek Hikahu Ba'avak Lashon Hara. Sapelik Medrash. He got Yaakov Avinu. He's not going to get him by saying, don't lure him. How did he hit him? He hit him of Avak Lashon Hara. Vayaovek, Avak. What's the taich? Avak Lashon Hara is a poison on how to be Mesames Einayim, how to throw dirt on something. A person is a good person. He's a nice person. His hanhogas are good in you. Through your Lashon Hara, throw dirt on him. You cloudy his midas, you cloudy his anhaga to say, well, it's not the way, it's not what you think it is. And actually, that's why it's called Avak Lashon Hara. Why is it called Avak? Maybe Valmevarft Avak. If you throw a little sand on something which is beautiful, it's Machblata. Make something that it's not, you can't see its beauty. It's covered with dirt, covered with earth. And this is the koyach of a Lashon Hara. And Esav is this. And as we soon will see, this is really one of the deep rishus and ra'as of Amalek. We also know Amalek is a misleitzetz. Letzaka is Haman, it's Amalek, because that's Litzanis. Litzanis is to take something and throw in it a avak, to undermine it. And that's the Abad Yirei Tachas of Amalek. What is Abad Yirei Tachas? Everyone, they kept Klal Yisrael in awe. Klal Yisrael, Am Hashem, a nation which is beautiful. A nation which was exalted. Abad Yirei Tachas. No. They cool it off. Metanu. They took and they were mashpil it. This is the Yisoid of Litzanis. And this is Avak. Mevarf Shteb. Menem Tashenem. You have a beautiful painting. You throw dirt on it. The painting is still there, but sinit as a shein. Chazal tell us that the ultimate Baal Lashon Hara, who was the greatest Baal Lashon Hara? Haman. Lest the other Bishak of Haman Amaleki, the Chazal and Megillah, Yeshnai am echad mefuzar mefoirad beino amim, in his sneaky way, he was able to throw dirt on Klal Yisrael. And take a nation which was innocent and throw doubt, safek, to throw dirt. This is what I believe is the connection between all the different nekudas, Amalek, Sfekis. What is safek? You throw dirt on something, it clouds. You throw dirt into water, it clouds the water, and you don't know. And you can't see. And Litzanis, it's all the same Nekuda. And this is how Esav gets Yaakov. Yaakov is Ishtam Yoshev Ahalim. Yaakov is pure. Yaakov is Torah. Torah is rain. Lashon Hara, Machtshmutzik. Lashon Hara makes dirty something that's clean. Chazal tell us two manda amrim. This vayavik ish. What was ish? Ba olav kiganif. Esav looked. The sari shel Esav came to him looking like a ganif, like a thief. And the second Madama says, Ba'olav Kitalmud Chacham. Tziduah Fnavni Nezer, Shem Yishmul brings it down already, that there's a pshat omuk in the two faces that the Chachamim are arguing about how Sari Shalesev came. Kiganev, you know he's a ganev. You look at him and you see he's a lowlife. Sometimes they come that way. Sometimes the Yetzihara is clearly lowlife. But then sometimes it's Nidmulei Ketalmud Chacham. He polishes the Yetzihara polishes Asifrum. It's Talmud Chacham. And I also, if I may humbly say, there's two types of Lashon Hara Zeichet. The Avak Lashon Hara Amal is Kiganef. It's low, it's thief, it's street. And sometimes it's Talmud Chacham. It comes with a quote-unquote a das teira. Sometimes it comes for the sake of Yiddishkeit and teira. And you have to be careful, because sometimes it looks nidme ketalmud chacham, but really what is it? It's a yetzahara from Lashon Hara. Yetzahara from Lashon Hara. And this is where Esav is able to get Yaakov. He's not going to come to Yaakov and tell him not to learn. But he'll come to Yaakov when Machen, as I learn, as I'm blotted, he'll dirty it with Lashon Hara. And this is Ad Alois HaShachar. Chavetz Chaim speaks about how Geula is Tali on Shmiras HaLashon. Maybe it's Merum is here also. Ad Alois HaShachar. That we understand the Yetzihara. You know, part of the Melchama is to understand the Vayavik Ish Imai. What is the opponent? And then we need to understand how to stand up to the opponent. And we are Bekayach. Ki Sarisa Melchim Vanoshim. I always taina, Sarisa is a Lashon of Sar. It's a Lashon of royalty. How do you stand up to Esav and Esav's Hashchasa? Sar, stand above it. Vatuchal, you will stand. You will stay standing. Sar, above, with royalty. Aben Teira, Man Malchi Rabbanan. Who are the Mountain. Who are the kings? Who are the sarim? Sar. Talmid Chacham. And because we are sarisa im aleikim vanoshim, we exalt, we stand above. We don't go low. We don't fall to the Yetzihara. Mishteitecha. Yiddish expression, Mishteitecha. And that's the kayach vatuchal. You will remain by standing strong in the face of all the adversary and all the nisyonis. Mishteit stark, you stand strong. And the Rabbeinu Shleilam has given us mais avasim labanim in this nekuda, ki sarisa emalekim va'anoshim va'tuchal.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.